Rain in the forecast for the flooded Midwest.
The important stuff we got and the rest will have to be replaced.
New Zealand's prime minister on the mosque shooter.
He is a terrorist, but he will, when I speak, be nameless.
Thick black smoke from a Texas chemical fire.
The ash and all that's just floating wherever.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Historic flooding is ravaging the Midwest, and there is more rain in the forecast. At least three deaths are blamed on rising water. Correspondent DeMarco Morgan is in Waterloo, Nebraska, near Omaha.
We took a plane to Fremont, a town of 26,000 that is nearly isolated by the water. Volunteers with planes are helping fly in supplies.
Fremont's landlocked, and they're running out of food, so I was just more than happy to help.
While on the ground, a convoy led by the Nebraska National Guard delivered aid along restricted routes.
I think it's good to see the community come together.
Rising rivers have breached nearly 200 miles of levees.
55 years, I've never seen anything like this.
The devastation could not come at a worse time for farmers. Chapter 12 bankruptcies were up nearly 20% last year among Midwest farms. And it's estimated more than $400 million worth of livestock could be impacted by the flooding.
Vice President Pence is scheduled to survey the damage in Nebraska today. There are reports of dead bodies floating in floodwaters after a powerful cyclone slammed into Africa. It tore through parts of Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi with 120-mile-an-hour winds and torrential rain. Matthew Cochran is with the International Red Cross.
The president of Mozambique announced that he thought that the death toll could climb to 1,000 or perhaps even higher. It seems to reconcile with the situation that our teams have seen and been reporting back to us.
Loved ones are getting ready to bury some of the 50 people killed in the New Zealand mosque shootings. The country's prime minister spoke to Parliament before a visit to Christchurch today. Correspondent Steve Futterman is there.
The special session began with an Islamic prayer. Prime Minister Ardern called the events of last week the darkest of days.
We cannot allow this to happen again.
And she spoke movingly about those killed.
They were New Zealanders. They are us.
She promised an investigation.
We will examine what we did know, could have known, or should have known.
And again, she said, gun laws will be changed. But Ardern's most powerful words came at the end. With clear disdain in her voice, she went after the accused killer.
You will never hear me mention his name. He is a terrorist. He is a criminal. He is an extremist. But he will, when I speak, be nameless.
The prime minister ended her speech with words in Arabic.
Assalamu alaikum.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Christchurch, New Zealand.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes is suing Twitter for $250 million. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Congressman Nunes accuses Twitter of censoring viewpoints it doesn't agree with and serving as a portal for defamation.
This is the first of many lawsuits. We have to hold all of these people accountable, because if we don't, our First Amendment rights are at stake here.
Twitter told CBS News it doesn't shadow ban and certainly doesn't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology. Under current law, internet sites can't be sued for responsibility for their content. And even if Twitter could, Nunes is a public figure, and it would be extraordinarily difficult to win a case like this.
Some college students whose parents are caught up in the admissions cheating scandal won't be able to register for new classes or get a hold of their transcripts. USC says it's placing holds on their accounts while it reviews their cases. The school says the results could lead to revoking admission or expulsion. A fire that broke out at a petrochemical plant near Houston Sunday is still burning. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Deer Park, Texas.
The thick black plume of smoke could be seen as far as 40 miles away, darkening the nearby Houston skyline. County leaders insist people close to the plant are not in danger.
The plume of smoke is high up enough that it is not affecting air quality.
Residents of Deer Park aren't so sure.
I know smoke rises and it's going a different direction, but the ash and all that's just floating wherever.
It's all over the car. If it's on the car, it's in our lungs. We're breathing it.
The fire isn't expected to burn itself out for another 24 hours. A new report zeroes in on who spilled the beans about Jeff Bezos' girlfriend. The details live from CBS's Vicki Barker.
Turns out those racy texts were leaked to the National Enquirer not by Saudi Arabia or a White House angered at the Amazon founder's liberal politics. No, the Wall Street Journal reveals the leaker was her talent agent brother, who was paid $200,000. He's dismissing the report as old rumors. No comment from Bezos or the girlfriend, the Enquirer went on to report, was the real reason the Bezos' 25-year marriage broke up. Deborah?
To the Middle East now, where coalition forces are making what they hope will be their final move against ISIS in eastern Syria. Correspondent Charlie Daggett reports from Baghouz.
U.S.-backed Syrian soldiers gave us a close-up view of what's left of ISIS. Sounds of both coalition fighter jets and incoming gunfire filled the air. For weeks, American and coalition airstrikes had pummeled a tiny slice of land not more than a few hundred yards wide. It's hard to imagine how anybody can survive. Yet by day, they emerged to battle America's allies on the ground here, soldiers of the Syrian Democratic Forces. Some look like teenagers. Agri Kobani told us they were taking aim at a group of ISIS fighters trying to hide behind trees.
Are you surprised they're still fighting?
It's still going on, he said, but there's progress every day. But progress is slow.
The CEO of Boeing has released a video insisting the company's MAX 8 737s are safe despite the deadly crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia.
When an accident happens for any reason, we focus relentlessly to determine why.
Dennis Muhlenberg says they're working on a software update to address the partial failure of the anti-stall systems believed to be behind October's Lion Air crash. Investigators still analyzing the data from last week's Ethiopian Airlines disaster. There may be an upside to all of the excitement over college hoops at work.
The specialized staffing firm Robert Half has found that three-quarters of employers organize festivities for sporting events like March Madness. Luke Stratman is with Half.
52% of employers actually see productivity benefits. So an increase in productivity around March Madness, even though at the same time you'll see a substantial amount of distraction from the activity.
He says cities that saw the biggest morale boost during previous games, Des Moines, Indianapolis, and Raleigh. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Last night in Albany, New York.
I see it, I like it, I want it.
Ariana Grande fans found out she wants them to sign up to vote. She installed registration booths at concerts on her new Sweetener World Tour. It kicked off last night. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.